Welcome to the FSHD Society Radio Show. This is hot off the press version of this show. This is all about what's happening now, live, late breaking, kind of live, late breaking information from the FSHD Society. We bring in great guests to talk about those particular things that you need to know about right now. You cannot wait. Hot off the press. And our guest for this episode is Anna Gilmore. Hello, Anna. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad you're here. You bring great energy every time you're on. And I, you know, no pressure, but I don't think you're going to disappoint today either.
Well, thank you for spending your evening with me.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Being, you know, hot off the press, you know, we always bring in this guest that, right, there's super exciting things to talk about. News that is imperative to know now, because maybe we want people to get involved, or maybe there's an upcoming event. So, but before we get that far down in the conversation, why are you here, or what do you bring to FSHD Society? For those that don't know who you are, like, what role do you play in all this machine? What is the FSHD Society?
Yeah, so I am, I think my title is regional director. I get the privilege and honor of working with the volunteer leaders, primarily all up and down the East Coast, although I go inland a little bit, as far as Chicago and Columbus. So I really support our volunteer leaders in doing anything they need to do. So in terms of fundraising, chapter meetings, any sort of, you know, educational event that they're putting on, all of that chapter engagement, that's what I work to support. And then hot off the press, I will also be assisting the development team working on the annual fund as well. So that's okay. Me.
That's you. Man, that sounds like a lot. How many chapters total, roughly, do you have to help?
I have 14.
14.
Yeah.
I thought you were, I got five. 14. That seems like a lot. Wow.
It is, but you know what? They practically run themselves, honestly. Like, they do so much and they do it so well that, you know, I'm just here to be their cheerleader.
I like that. That role you do play very, very well. Very well. Good, positive cheerleader. When it came to, you know, the events we've done, or the FSHD Society has done in the past, when it came to walk-in roles and things, there wasn't always that virtual element. Not that it was anybody's fault, but I think it's because we just weren't in tune to how to do that, or that it was even that much of a platform to do it on. And then COVID happened, right? We all pivoted, and then virtual kind of took the front seat of how we were going to do everything. But FSHD Society hasn't let go of that part of the platform, have they, when it comes to the events? Kind of, what's the term, hybrid a little bit?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, I think back to 2018 and 2019, which feels like a whole lifetime ago at this point. And really, you know, you're right. We did everything face-to-face because that's the way the world worked at that time. And you know, internally, just from a staff perspective, we were using Zoom a lot for staff meetings because we had some remote staff already at that point. And we were working towards, we'd already had conversations about remote workplaces and hybridizing events. And so we were really well set up before COVID happened, but we really like got our hand forced a little bit in that regard, right, as everyone did, of course. But as we moved all of those chapter meetings and everything else to a virtual platform, it really enlightened us in terms of accessibility. So, you know, obviously, like, we serve people with muscular dystrophy, but I think even still, we weren't realizing who was getting left behind. And so once COVID happened and everything had to move to virtual by force, we really saw a huge uptick in engagement and involvement because there were people who were able to participate more fully than they ever had before. So as we're moving, not even backwards, but ahead into a new format, whatever that's really going to look like, we're really focused on keeping things as hybrid as possible to ensure that our offerings in all of our forms are as accessible as possible.
Yeah, and you make a great point, right? I mean, that's what we had to do to adjust, to pivot, to adapt. And then as the world kind of reopens up, we're going hybrid, but yet bringing everybody together. And then that leads into what is coming into this summer. June is a huge month, and I want you to take the wheel here and describe all the interactions that are happening. This is like worlds colliding in June when it comes to the events happening. It's happening all in Florida. Talk about that.
Oh my goodness. It is so exciting. So we actually have four things happening all back to back in the same week in Orlando. And if you can be there for any part of it, please do. That's my message. So we have the industry collaborative meeting. So you might remember that back in 2019, back right when Jamshid started, our chief science officer, we had an industry collaborative meeting. And so we pulled together all the various stakeholders, right? So people from pharma, people from the FDA, people from academia and research, and just had a roundtable discussion, first of all, to make sure that everybody in the room knew the other person's perspective, but also for us to understand more fully, you know, what are the obstacles? What are the challenges that are holding you back from getting a therapy on the market right now? And that led to our therapeutic accelerator. So all of the conversations that came out of that meeting in 2019, those are the projects that are listed in our therapeutic accelerator. So the field has changed quite a bit in 3 years, and it's time to do that again. So that meeting is going to be kicking off this week of amazing interactions and activities. So there's that. That's going to be the kickoff. And then we're going to have the IRC, which is our International Research Congress. This is the conference that's held every single year for doctors, clinicians, researchers, scientists. All of the greatest minds in FSHD are coming together to share their ideas and work on collaboration and share updates from the field. And so that is number two of four. Then, of course, my favorite thing that's happening immediately after is the Patient Connect Conference, which happens every other year. And so I haven't been to one since 2018, because that was the last time we were together in person in Vegas. In 2020, we had a completely virtual Patient Connect Conference, which was, again, amazing and such a learning curve and so enlightening in so many ways. This year, it's going to be hybrid, as you mentioned. So we are back together in person in Orlando, which I couldn't be more thrilled about. We are also having a virtual component. So if traveling to Orlando is too big of a burden for you, you can still participate and be involved. And we really hope to see all of you either in person or online when we get together there. Immediately following that meeting, which happens to coincide with World FSHD Day, is going to be the World Alliance meeting. So the representatives from FSHD organizations all around the world are coming together on World FSHD Day, again, to share ideas, to share updates and progress, and come together and figure out how to move the field forward faster all across the world in different markets. So, so exciting, lots going on all at once. And if you can now, be there too.
Is everybody, I mean, allowed to sign up and attend all these things if they really wanted to?
So no, not to be the bearer of bad news, but no. The Patient Connect Conference obviously is open to everyone. Okay. The Industry Collaborative and the World Alliance Meeting are invitation only, and the IRC is intended really for researchers. So, doctors and researchers. So,
That makes sense. Right. But this is still exciting nonetheless for those that are part of the community. Some, yes, you know, we want to be a part of like the Patient Connect side of it, sounds like.
Yes, exactly. And if you are a patient or a family member who is like, well, but I really want to like talk to all the researchers and scientists and doctors, then sign up for Patient Connect and come on Friday night, because we do have a joint cocktail reception. So that sort of is in between the two meetings, right? So everyone will be there. That's when you want to come.
Okay, because that was one of the things I was going to ask. You know, that was a good segue, Anna, is that, you know, if anyone's going to come to a certain point of it that they really shouldn't miss, it sounds like that's when they should arrive and then be there for that Patient Connect if they can be there. Now, those that can't be there, how easy is it going to be to kind of, you know, click in virtually?
I think it's going to be super easy. I mean, for those of you who did manage to attend in 2020, it's going to look very, very similar to that. for those of you who didn't, if you've ever attended a conference online, it's really simple. You click into what looks like almost like a homepage, and then you can navigate between sort of like the main stage and different breakout rooms. And there are features where you can chat with other attendees and take polls. And, you know, there's just a lot of different ways to engage. And once you get in there, it's very user-friendly and easy to navigate your way around. So I would highly recommend just checking it out.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that sounds simple enough. I think we're all familiar by this time how to navigate ourselves through virtual things. Now, the Connect Now is a huge thing. You could tell in your voice that you're excited about it. What's maybe something you're most looking forward to within that part of it?
I love the fact that I am able to virtually attend meetings all over the country. You know, I can be at a meeting in Columbus at 10 a.m., in Chicago at noon, and in Knoxville at 4 p.m. You know, like it's so fantastic to be everywhere virtually. However, there's just some magic that you can't quite replace virtually. So I'm looking forward to being in person with all of our people. We just have the best community of any I've ever worked with, in my humble opinion. And there's just something about being at these conferences. And I feel like every time I go to something like this, I meet someone who is new to the community, right? So somebody who has never connected with people outside of their own immediate family who have FSHD, or somebody who, you know, has been having an issue and they haven't been able to really discuss it, but then they hear somebody else say like, oh, I've been having that problem too. And it's that like, oh, me too moment, yeah. Right? Yeah. That really is like, oh, it's just that interpersonal connection that really ties everything together. And I can't wait.
Yeah, that's gonna be a pretty emotional experience for some, right? Making that connection and then finding out that maybe you're not just suffering with this by yourself, or you have a question that you weren't the only one that had it in their head. And then before you know it, well, that's actually what community is about, right? We're all kind of in this together. So it's like a complete connect. I love the name of it. It is exactly what it is. You are connecting. If it's virtual, if it's in person, of course, love to see you there if it's in person. Now, is there a deadline though to set up, you know, because obviously with all this planning there, I would imagine there's some type of deadline.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have extended the early bird pricing deadline to the end of April. So you do have plenty of time to make your arrangements. And if you have any questions, you know, always just give us a shout.
Mm-hmm. That's plenty of time. Right. By the time this airs, it's what, roughly a month that you do that. And then still plenty of time at the point where you signed up and get yourselves there. When it comes to, you know, if people want to know more about this event, but other things, you know, we always say, oh, go to the website, but obviously is that the best place to go to sign up? And then what else can they maybe find there to learn more about this event beyond what we talked about?
I would have to say, yeah, go to the website. So that's www.fshsociety.org. But when you go there, you'll see right now, you'll see right now, the main banner. The first thing you see when you go to the website is FSHD yes. Connect Conference. Ignite. And so you can go there to learn everything you need to know about the conference itself. We also have, you might notice on our website, a couple of big buttons right at the top of the page. The blue button, it says join us. And so if you want to stay in the loop, you want to receive email communications from us, you want us to know who you are, that is the button to hit right there. But definitely do go and check it out, click around.
Now, did you request a vacation time after this event? It sounds like this is exhausting to put this on.
I take vacation in July. I'm fine.
That's good. No, yeah. I mean, I was invited to come too. I plan on being there. My family actually wants to tag along with me. It was just kind of interesting dynamic that will give. So yeah, if I'm some motivation to a couple that are on the fence, say, yeah, come on over and we can chat. Let's enjoy.
That's right. You know, I don't know if you've heard this yet. We're planning to set you up with your own special little table, so everyone will be able to find you while they're there.
That'd be some big flag. He's over here. Yeah.
Right here, guys.
Oh man. Anything I can do. But I think I'm with you on that, Anne. I think it's when you were talking about, you know, meeting the people, connecting with them, it's great to be all over the place. You know, you're in this meeting or that meeting, but really, right, you're just kind of doing that for me, if it's from my house or from you, maybe from the office or from your home. It's like to be interacting with people face to face, getting that connection. There's that word again. That's a huge motivation for me. You know, this is, I kind of always miss the mark that something happens or this or that. I don't plan on there anticipating that happening. Life can be crazy, but I'm excited to go. We got it blocked out, I know, on our calendar. It's like the only weekend in the summer too that I have available. Ironically, I'm either at somebody's tournament or ball diamond or something, coaching
scheduled it around you, Tim.
Yeah, right. Now that's just called what is it? The universe working perfectly to make sure that worked. So I was
absolutely. Well, and I think it's really well timed. Just sort of generally, I feel like it's been a long 2 years, right? It's been kind of a slog. And it's time for me personally to sort of come back out into the world, into the great wide world, and be with people again. And so I think this timing really works very well, even though it was coincidental for us, but it's just a really good time to get everybody back together. And it's that motivation that we need right now. You know, obviously we're at this really exciting cusp where we have one clinical trial that's absolutely coming right about the same time as Connect. They'll be starting to recruit. We have three others at least that we know about that will be getting started within the next year. And so we need this motivation, right? Like it's not just the warm fuzzies, although it is. It's not just bringing the community together, although it is. It's bringing the community together to reinforce and get excited about all of this progress that is about to happen, and getting motivated to, you know, get out there, keep spreading the word, keep moving forward and staying involved. Ignite your energy.
Yes.
What we're saying is so that we're ready. You know, we have all of this stuff that's about to happen, and what we can control is our readiness for it. Right. So we're coming together to reconnect, but also to re-engage and to get ready. And I think that's going to be a really exciting moment for everybody.
And I'm glad you brought it to us to give us the roadmap. How do we get there? Where do we sign up? How do we learn more? What do we expect? You know, this is it. This is no more excuses. You guys go to the website, get in more detail if you need it, but really, if you're there, just click, sign up, get a part of it, get involved in it, get connected at the Connect.
And tell all your family too, as well.
Florida, let's go. I'm like, what? Yeah. Just bring them all. Just bring them all with. That's great. Well, thanks, Anna.
Exactly. For being
here. Appreciate your time as always and bringing the energy today. Our cheerleader. I'm going to start using that maybe more and more. So,
oh boy.
All right. Take care, guys. You've been listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show. This was the Hot Off the Press episode. Take care.
Thank you.